What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the show, Tools to Access Truth. The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan, Part 3. I am going to read to you the third chapter from the book I wrote in 2008 called The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan, Interdimensional Contact in a Holosentient Universe. This is the book that deals with aliens, spirits, cryptids, ESP, and you. And I'm not going to spend the whole podcast on this. In fact, this is one of the shorter chapters. After that, I have just a variety of weird stuff, random stuff that I want to talk about. Is that okay with you? I bet it is. After all, you're the one listening to a show called Strange Things. I will not lead you astray. I promise. Sometimes I just make notes about things I find interesting, and I say, someday I'll talk about that on the show. Well, this looks like it might be one of those days. Also, if you are a new listener, and we're fortunate because we have new listeners joining us all the time, and maybe this is the first podcast you've listened to. So here's what I'm doing. Occasionally, I will read a chapter from this book I wrote in 2008 called The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. And again, it doesn't take up the whole show, but what I figure is I will do this from time to time, and then eventually I'll have read the whole book on this show, and then I can sew all the pieces together, and I'll have an audiobook that I've read. So that's what's going on here right now. And therefore, this particular chapter, chapter 3, I do want to point out, because I wrote this in 2008, I mean, there may be things that I would write differently or phrase differently nowadays if I wrote it. I don't know. Probably. I haven't read this in a while. So we're kind of going through this together. So just keep that in mind in case I say something horribly offensive. Okay. Let's get to chapter 3 of The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan, which is called Tools to Access Truth. All right, now I'm going to do it officially. You ready? Chapter 3, Tools to Access Truth. Albert Einstein said, quote, "The most important decision we make
is whether we believe we live in a friendly or a hostile universe, end quote. From that, perhaps we can extrapolate an even more substantive point. You must decide whether or not you are a mere helpless doll at the whims of some powerful and personal force, or you are an active, engaging participant in your destiny, able to shape it to your liking. The dilemma of free will versus determinism has been debated by philosophers for centuries. But in practicality, on a personal level, the problem is solved for you if there are numerous predetermined outcomes for you, yet you are able to choose which one to experience most vividly. If you believe you are solely a ragdoll batted around by impervious powers, then you may as well lie down and die today. However, we know empirically that you can pick yourself up and choose to develop. Therefore, if you choose to engage the universe around you, it's natural to seek assistance. The power structure of society places psychological boundaries on us from birth, limiting what we think we can achieve. Every time a baby pops forth into the world, everyone assumes it will most likely grow up to be a conditioned dummy. After all, most of us are merely average. That's why it's the average. Therefore, most people treat you like a dummy unless and until you prove otherwise. The easiest way to begin our process of overcoming those societal boundaries is with the assistance of tools, temporary crutches that can gradually prove the possible to you, allowing you to transcend the borders so distinctly imposed. There is a true gut instinct deep within you, molded by millions of years, that responds to all stimuli around you. In the general sense, it functions as a binary code, relaxing and tensing. Everything you encounter, be it physical or mental, produces some gradient of contraction or relaxation. On a deep level, you produce a vibration around you composed of an organic Morse code. Your organs clenching and releasing, sometimes many times per second. Unfortunately, we cannot always be aware of these signals since we are taught from birth to function within the theater of culture. You are supposed to look, speak, and behave in a certain way. Depending on the culture, some of the requirements are beneficial for the collective civilization and some are not. Regardless, a good deal of your attention is focused upon those standards instead of acknowledging how you feel within. Simple tools that help express how you feel within are called dowsing instruments. Your body is an antenna for all the activity around it. A dowsing instrument is a simple device that takes a tiny reaction within your body and magnifies it into a more visible and dramatic expression. The simplest type of dowsing tool is a rod or pendulum. There are various methods of dowsing, but most rods are L-shaped wires, and one held in each hand swings to and fro in response to a question. Pendulums can be as simple as a fishing sinker tied to a bit of wire hanging from the fingers. Detailed info on these techniques and developing telekinetic ability with the homemade energy wheel are in my book called How to Hunt Ghosts. So I won't get into the specifics of how to dowse here. I bring this all up for a greater point. Regardless of how one chooses to dowse, the dowsing process is extremely personal, customized by the dowser. Successful dowsing begins with the dowser first deciding what is to be sought and gained from the dowsing, and then telling the dowsing tool how to respond. This is often called programming. So, for example, let's say an old-timer wants to find water with a forked stick. Well, he must decide or tell the stick what to do when water is encountered. And then he relaxes and strolls along until the stick responds. Now, actually, the stick itself is not necessarily responding, but his body is responding, since he inherently, psychically, knows where the water is, but cannot consciously access the information. The stick allows him to tap into his subconscious ability. If you are dowsing with a pendulum to find the location of your lost car keys, you would tell the pendulum to swing clockwise for yes and counterclockwise for no. Then you would proceed to ask the pendulum, are they in my garage? Are they in my bedroom? Until you get an affirmative response. You would then continue to break it down to the right area. Another person might apply the exact same technique, but tell the pendulum to swing counterclockwise for yes and clockwise for no. As you can see, in the process of dowsing, what is important is the programming of the instrument, deciding how psychic knowledge from the wormhole brain should be expressed by a visible tool. This is the basis for how tools work. In this sense, tools are ultimately the devices that allow us to more easily document our interactions with the environment. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Environment. We'll pick it up when I come back from the break. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think is always intriguing about dowsing is that oftentimes, especially in like show business, it's been presented as if the dowsing device has some kind of power, that the stick has a spirit in it that pulls you somewhere. The rods have a spirit that react to the energy. The pendulum has a spirit that's being controlled by exterior forces. Even a Ouija board is a type of dowsing device. And people believe the Ouija board has a spirit and it could be evil and you better stay away from it. But I don't believe that's the case. I think these are just tools. And as a matter of fact, if you take two people who are having great success getting messages from a Ouija board, and then you blindfold those people, all of a sudden the Ouija board starts to speak gibberish. So I think you see what I mean. It's tapping in to the human perception more than acting as some objective tool like we expect a scientific instrument to do, which is why these things cannot be measured consistently and calibrated consistently from a scientific point of view. Now, like I say, we'll continue this in a minute, but I want to remind you, by the time you hear this, I have no idea whether or not we will have any more of the Buddha Stone Money Magnet and Happiness Kits available. But if you want to see, go to thebuddhastone.com. That's spelled B-U-D-D-H-A, Buddha, thebuddhastone.com. Watch the short video there. And regardless, while you're online clicking around, please go to my website, joshuapwarren.com, and do two things. Check out the Curiosity Shop. It's full of all kinds of wild stuff you won't find anywhere else. But right there on the homepage, put your email address in to subscribe to my free e-newsletter. Hit the submit button. Boom, you will instantly receive some free links to some free online gifts that are really cool that will help you start manifesting and making your life magical almost immediately, okay? There is no period after the P if you go to joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, the Wizard of Weird, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agitato Zume! Let's get back into The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan, Chapter 3. Here it is. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Here we go. Upon accepting that dowsing is not about some strange physical interaction between a tool and environment, such as a forked stick and an underground stream, but the response of the body to information streaming from the wormhole brain, you can reduce the phenomenon to your individual ability. Science is based on things that most humans have in common. As we explore deeper and things are more individualized and unique, science does not apply. That is why those consumed solely with science only understand the densest crust of human experience. Here, we take a fascinating turn. Every item that is capable of receiving information is also capable of projecting it. For example, if you spin a magnet next to a coil of wire, the wire produces electricity. It becomes a generator. But if you apply electricity to the coil of wire, the magnet spins and becomes a motor. A speaker can be reversed to create a microphone, and a microphone reversed to create a speaker. A large radio antenna can either stand passively to receive signals from electricity in the air, or it can broadcast electricity into the air so that other antennas will receive it. One of the best examples of how broadcasting works is the model of a swimming pool with a beach ball floating at both ends. When a person taps the ball at one end, ripples cross the water, and the ball on the other end eventually bounces the same way. This can be done
on either end, back and forth, demonstrating that either ball can be a sender or a receiver. As with this example, you will find that all of life's greatest mysteries are somehow exemplified by the small, and the small culminate in the large. The motion of atoms mimics the motion of star systems. Since your wormhole brain can receive information useful for techniques like dowsing, it is also capable of powerfully broadcasting data into the universe. Just as change and variation is gathered and condensed, so it is protected and projected and expanded. The idea that your immensely strong wormhole brain can be properly focused to send your desires into the ether is primarily where dowsing tools transform into radionic tools. Radionic tools are divided into various subjects like psionics or psychotronics. I suggest you dig into the specifics on your own. For that, I recommend some of the books by Charles Casimano, such as Psychic Power and Psionic Power. But in a nutshell, think about how your life, thoughts, and brainwaves are shaped by mere symbols. One of the best examples is cash. If you're stranded in the desert with a pile of money, it's virtually useless. Yet if you're in a city where a vendor agrees the currency has some value, you can trade it for goods. Another example, let's say someone called you a dirty name and you wanted to punch that person. Now imagine the same scenario, except the person is wearing a badge. You would most likely be less apt to punch the badge wearer, since that symbol represents a list of psychological implications that may or may not be accurate. These very words I write are mere symbols, and yet you are changing physically as you read them. Imagine how your body would respond if I merely told you a special loved one in your life had just died. Radionics is the study and implementation of symbolic tools that stimulate your mind to cause change in the universe. A part of radionics is sacred geometry, dealing with the fact that ancient cultures around the world used similar structures, like pyramids, to influence the mind. To this day, in the United States, we still have a pyramid on the dollar bill. However, there has never been an ancient pyramid found in the United States. Some symbols are so ubiquitous throughout history that they have defined mathematical staples. One mathematical ratio that constantly crops up in ancient architecture, art, and in fact natural designs is 1 to 1.618. This is called the golden ratio or the golden mean. There is something about that ratio that triggers a flow of information from the human mind. Radionics devices use time-proven symbols to help you send your wishes into the universe. This can be done through the usage of cool-looking machines covered in knobs and coils, or in some cases by simple drawings of the machines. Yes, let me repeat that, drawings of the machines. Imagine if you could heat up a potato by drawing a microwave and putting the potato on top of it. That doesn't work in the boundary layer of reality. But radionics taps into the dimensional layer. Basic radionics machines have plates where you can put a sample to represent what you want to change, and then some mechanism by which you change it. For example, one radionics box I own has a small metal plate where I could place one of your hairs, and that hair represents you. Next, I think about what I want to happen to you while I turn a bunch of dials one by one, as I swing a pendulum over another plate, stopping each dial where the pendulum indicates the dial should stay. And once everything is in place, I leave the entire machine as is, and eventually my wishes will come true. Some call this a wishing machine. But don't forget, the whole machine can work if I simply draw it on a paper in some cases. Therefore, it all doesn't even have to be physically 3D, since it's not ultimately operating on the physical 3D level. I use the subject of radionics to transition to the subject of magic and thought forms. When it comes to tools, I have stressed that each kind is ultimately connected to the same source, the wormhole brain. Frankly, any tool that a human can create, including the most complex computer, is still connected to the wormhole brain, since a brain created it, operates it, and interprets its feedback. Therefore, if you want to get right down to the purest form of tooling around, both sensing the environment and sending information into the environment to change it, it always boils right back down to your wormhole brain. Magicians have always known this. And that's why those folks eventually skip radionics machines and magic wands and go right for pure visualization. Becoming a magician is about gradually training yourself to deconstruct the limitations of culture and reconnect with your true inner power. It should be done in baby steps. So going through dowsing and radionics, etc. first is a very wise and effective way of transitioning from the resistance layer to the dimensional layer. I don't think I need to say this, but alas, when I write of magicians, I'm not talking about illusionists to entertain. I'm speaking of people who perfect the art of effecting change in the universe according to their will at a faster rate than it would normally occur. Aleister Crowley popularized the spelling of magic as M-A-G-I-C-K instead of M-A-G-I-C to clarify that distinction. So how exactly does magic work? Well, if there is only one lesson you should take from this book, it is this. Thoughts are real. Tangible things affect all levels of reality. Because we are distracted by the resistance layer, we too often consider thoughts to be an energy on the dimensional layer alone. And that could not be further from the truth. Thoughts impact the resistance layer just as much as the dimensional or boundary layers. However, thoughts do not necessarily create instant change. They take time to resonate through the environment. That's why it's exceptionally rare for someone to be able to sit down and move a ping pong ball instantly at will. On the other hand, thoughts can move your body incredibly quickly, given your body's proximity to the thought. Each time you decide to move your arm, and your arm moves, you are witnessing a form of telekinesis. Newtonian physics tell us that for every action, there is an opposite but equal reaction. But this cannot explain how you move your body with a simple thought alone, unless thoughts actually do possess physical power. Indeed, they do. Okay, I am going to pause here now. And let's see, when we come back, oh yeah, there's only like another couple paragraphs left. And then I'll finish this up. And then, you know what? I was listening to this woman who is an intuitive channeler. And she has this special spirit guide. And she was being interviewed on Coast to Coast AM. And she gave this description of what happens when you die. And she said something that seemed a little oddly familiar to me. And then she said something else, which is perhaps unsettling, or it could be comforting. But I'm not sure how accurate it is. I'm going to share that with you. And then we're just going to get into some other weird and interesting trivia and just some stuff that I've been wanting to talk about. So I hope you've been enjoying this reading so far of The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. We'll wrap that up shortly. I am Joshua P. Warren. And you're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Okay, I'm about to finish up this reading from my book I wrote in 2008, The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. And if you want to just go ahead and download this whole book and read it. It's available right now if you go to joshuapwarren.com and click the link to the Curiosity Shop, and it doesn't cost very much either. All right, so I'm finishing up the reading of Chapter 3. Each thought of yours extends into the ocean of thoughts around it. A weak thought will quickly drop off and become diluted. A strong, concentrated thought can be just as condensed and effective as a bullet, though. Taking time to fashion a thought into a self-contained, penetrating vehicle to be fired into the ether is an extremely significant task. These capsules of intention are what we can call thought forms. A master magician knows how to quickly and efficiently create thought forms, then fire them into the ether, producing change with great effectiveness. Though a practicing apprentice magician will use tools, be they wands, candles, voodoo dolls, radionics machines, etc., to help visualize and focus thought forms to be projected, a master magician needs no tools other than seasoned, perfected imagination. Many cultures call a person who has reached this level a wizard or witch. I prefer to call practitioners a manifester, and the most apt is a master manifester. These are people who create their own reality, whatever that entails, to some degree each day. Can a master manifester completely create whatever reality he or she wants? Of course not.
For that, you would need the biggest mind in the universe. There are always limitations, since the power of your mind is up against the universal mind or the collective mind of those around you. For example, no matter how proficient you are at manifestation, you will eventually die from the resistance layer or the physical world. This is due to a mind far more powerful than yours alone. Who am I talking about? God. God is not a particular isolated sentient being. God is the collective creation. The entire universe is a moving, conscious, active power. And since we are each parts of the collective, whatever abilities you possess are also possessed by the universe. Since you are conscious, the universe is also conscious. Since you move and decide, the universe also moves and decides. The design of the universe is the most efficient design. Energies moving via the path of least resistance. That is why characteristics of your cells and atoms, such as orbits, are present and observable in the highest cycles of the universe. Once again, the little represents the big, and the big represents the little. Of course, little and big are completely relative terms, hence the importance of Einstein's portrayal of relativity in our grasp of how all mechanisms work. Since the universe is conscious, if you are aware enough, you can perceive the conscious intent, and it will guide you on the most successful, happy course for your life. Ask and ye shall receive is grounded in this philosophy. The asking must be sincere, defined, and persistent. The rate of reception is determined by the mind or minds greater than yours, but the request will eventually be fulfilled within those limitations. Since the universe is a creator, and you are a creation, the ability to create is extended within you. You are also a creator. In that sense, the meaning of life is to give life meaning. Every mirror in my house has a piece of paper attached that says, "What will I create today?" I suggest you attach such a reminder to every mirror in your house as well. Over time, you may become a master magician, a master manifester. Okay, so that is the end of Chapter 3 of The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. You know what? Something I've been doing more recently, because again, I wrote this in 2008. I also, on mirrors around my house, I put a note or a sticker that says, "You are manifesting." And it's a similar thing, because it reminds you that right now, whatever you're thinking is, like, whether it's good or bad, you don't have a choice. Whatever you're thinking, you're putting it out there. Okay. And it's going to, you know, so be careful what you're putting out there. And, you know, there are people who talk about stuff like the law of attraction, and they say, well, that it doesn't make sense that like attracts like. Because, you know, you have magnets and the North Pole attracts the opposite. The North Pole attracts the South Pole, you know, or with electricity, the negative charge attracts the positive charge. Opposites attract. Well, that doesn't apply to everything. It certainly doesn't apply where humans are concerned. When it comes to human relationships, people who are in long-term relationships, they don't stick together because they're so opposite. They have enough in common that keeps them together. But look at, say, gravity. The law of attraction is basically another form of how gravity works. It's almost like a spiritual form of gravity. You know, gravity is about things, you know, like matter being attracted to itself, which creates form and keeps everything from just flying apart. But let me point out a couple things before I get into what this lady, what she said she thinks happens when you die. I know when I read stuff like I've been reading to you, there are people out there who might say, this is fascinating, this is interesting, but I don't believe this is going to work for me. I don't have enough faith. I don't have enough belief, you know, and they keep saying things like that. And that's okay. Well, let me address this for a second. It is true that faith is an important part of making any positive progress in life. And I say that because You know, some people might say that, well, faith means I'm believing in something without any evidence, but that's not what it means. Faith means that you realize that you can't see the future, directly. So you just have to imagine it. So in other words, like, if you keep doing the same thing that you're doing right now, then nothing is going to change and progress for you that you're in control of. Eventually, external things will come in, and, you know, it's like you're either the master of mind or mastered by mind. So if you don't change anything for yourself, then nothing's going to change. And if it does change, it's probably going to change in a way that you don't like because you're not participating in it. But what faith means is that you're at a point where you acknowledge, and this is hard to explain, but you acknowledge that you can't see what tomorrow directly. But if you imagine it, you take actions to help that happen. Okay. That's what faith is. And sometimes you do things that are really scary, to test your faith. And most of the time you'll find out that when you do that, I mean, it actually works. And at some point I might do a whole big long thing about faith when I'm more prepared to talk about it articulately. But let me specifically address belief though, because there are a lot of misconceptions about, like, you have to believe in something for it to work. Hogwash. Okay. In my book, and you can download this from my curiosity shop called Finding Your Magic, I talk about this idea here that there are people who think that belief is the key to access magical results. And that is a mistake. And some people think if you just believe in something like that, well, that's naive. But belief is extremely overrated. What's more important than belief? Perception. And here's what I mean by that. Take an optical illusion. I have one that I put in the book. I'm looking at it right now. It's a picture and it has these circles on it, and the circles look like they're spinning. Now they're not. Okay. This is not a cartoon. This is a still image, but I look at that and the circles look like they're spinning. They look that way because it's an optical illusion. Now I know they're not actually spinning. I do not believe they are spinning, but when I see them, regardless of what I know, regardless of what I believe, I perceive them as spinning. And a lot of the tools that you can use to whip your mind into shape have nothing to do with whether or not you believe. These tools affect your mind in a certain way. They affect your brain in a certain way that's almost like a placebo kind of effect. It forces you to be in a mindset that manifests things. And, in fact, you also might be surprised. And I'm going to try to squeeze two or three interesting things in here. There's this guy, he wrote this book. And, let's see. I think it was 1894. Does that sound right? Let me see here. 1894, this guy named Orson Sweet Marden, he wrote this book called Pushing to the Front, which has been admired by a lot of famous figures throughout history, you know, Teddy Roosevelt and all these big figures. And he pointed out something that I want to point out to you when we come back from this book that's been around since 1894 that I think is beneficial to just about everybody. And then I'll finally get into like what this woman said might happen when you die. And then I've got at least one or two other bits of trivia that I want to get into. You know, I'm just kind of exploring, letting my mind wander here. I'm glad that you're here to explore and let your mind wander along with me. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and in his 1894 book called Pushing to the Front, which is a long book, Orson Swett Marden, he wrote, "The secret of life is to be ready for opportunity when it comes." It says, quote, "There are no longer any chances for good men," complained a youthful law student to Daniel Webster. And Daniel Webster said, "There is always room at the top." The author says, "We look too high for things close by." He's talking about opportunities where you are. He writes, "A Baltimore lady lost a valuable diamond bracelet at a ball and supposed that it was stolen from the pocket of her cloak. Years afterward, she washed the steps of the Peabody Institute, pondering how to get money to buy food. She cut up an old, worn-out, ragged cloak to make a hood when, lo, and the lining of the cloak, she discovered the diamond bracelet. During all her poverty, she was worth $3,500, but did not know it."
And then he tells this story. He says, many of us who think we are poor are rich in opportunities, if we can only see them, and possibilities all about us, and faculties worth more than diamond bracelets. In our large eastern cities, it has been found that at least 94 out of every 100 found their first fortune at home or near at hand, and in meeting common everyday wants. It is a sorry day for a young man who cannot see opportunities where he is, but thinks he can do better somewhere else. Some Brazilian shepherds organized a party to go to California to dig gold and took a handful of translucent pebbles along to play checkers with on the voyage. After arriving in San Francisco, and after they had thrown most of the pebbles away, they discovered that they were diamonds. They hastened back to Brazil, only to find that the mines from which the pebbles had been gathered had been taken up by other prospectors and sold to the government. And he gives, you know, story after story like this. And, you know, that's one of the things that I always try to tell people, like, if you're trying to manifest, you know, the most important thing to manifest is health. And it's also the hardest thing to manifest because, unfortunately, we all have to break down and die. And you don't know what that process is going to be like for each of us. But beyond health, you want wealth, you want money. But you shouldn't always just try to manifest money directly. You should also think about opportunities that might bring money to you. Sometimes the most valuable thing you can manifest is an idea. And even if somebody else has had the same idea, maybe you can do it better. Regardless, getting back to death, I was listening recently, let's see, on March 8th of 2023 to George Norrie on Coast to Coast AM interview Melissa Gates Perry. She is an intuitive channel with a spirit guide named Aralam, and she gives readings. Her site is her name, melissagatesperry.com. Perry is spelled P-E-R-R-Y. And she said at one point that when you die, that everyone, no matter who you are, what you did, no matter if you're Hitler or Mother Teresa, everyone goes to the same place at first, which she describes as a big lobby. And she said, you know, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she was basically saying, like, it literally looks like a big lobby with, like, multiple floors and escalators and stairs and, you know, a lot of activity going. And everybody goes there to kind of get sorted out. And it was weird because when she said that, I cannot tell you how many times I have had dream experiences, and I don't know if they're dreams or if I'm astrally projecting, but I find myself in something that I would describe like that. It's almost like a big shopping mall / lobby environment, and there are people going up and down, and she immediately had my attention when she said that that's the first stop. Everybody goes there. But then she went on to say, once you kind of get sorted, then the next step is, and this is when people talk about heaven and hell, that you have to feel as your lesson, you have to feel everything that you made other people feel as long as that takes. So she said, if you're somebody like Hitler, you made so many people feel so bad, it's going to be a long, long time for you to make it through all those people. And so I think you get the idea. It's like, you know, it's the karma. You have to experience every way you made somebody else feel something all throughout your life. And, you know, if you think about that for a second, it's kind of chilling, isn't it? But then, at first that sounds like true karma. You know, for every action, there's an opposite but equal reaction. But then I was like, well, if that's the case, like, does that mean the more people you influenced in general, the longer that takes? Like celebrities who knew bunches and bunches, they have to go through this longer than some hermit? Maybe. Or what about overly sensitive people? You know, you say something to somebody and you don't mean to offend them and they're just crushed by it. Are you responsible for feeling that as well? I don't know. It's just food for thought, isn't it? That's just something interesting to think about. So there you go. I've shared that with you. And you can email me if you have some thoughts on this. And I understand the gist of what she's saying, though. Okay, here's some random trivia. I was interviewed recently by a host in England. And I've been to England. I get interviewed a lot in England. I have friends who are from England. My wife and I, we watch a lot of English programming. And if you're an American, you've probably noticed at some point over the years that, English people, they mean something different when they say biscuit than we do. Usually if an English person mentions a biscuit, they're talking about something more like we would call a cracker or maybe even a cookie. And in this country, when we talk about a biscuit, we're talking about, you know, a nice fluffy golden pastry that you might have with gravy for breakfast in the morning, or you might cut it in half at some point in the day and treat it and turn it into a sandwich. You know, you put a tomato or some meat and cheese in there. And obviously there are a lot of differences between here and there, but for some reason we started talking about, like, why biscuit in particular? What's the story behind this vast gulf and biscuit definition between us and the English? So I looked it up. Do you know? Here is what the etymology tells us. And honestly, this is a little bit, it's still a little bit confusing. At least it is to me. Maybe that's just me. Okay. So it says the old French word biscuit, which is spelled very similar, B-E-S-C-U-I-T, is derived from the Latin words bis, which means twice, and coctus or coctus, which means to cook. Therefore, that Latin word biscuit means twice cooked. And this is because the biscuits were originally cooked in a twofold process. First, they were baked and then dried out in a slow oven. Okay, and so this created a nice hard little product. And that is what English people call a biscuit. It's a nice hard little crunchy product. And it says also the Dutch language from around 1703 had adopted the word cookie, which is spelled K-O-E-K-J-E, cookie, which means little cake, to have a similar meaning for a similar hard baked product. The difference between the secondary Dutch word and that of Latin origin is that whereas the cookie is a cake that rises during baking, the biscuit, which has no raising agent in general, does not. And so it goes on to say when continental Europeans began to immigrate to colonial North America, the two words and their same but different meanings began to clash. The words cookie or cracker became the words of choice to mean a hard baked product. And therefore, let's see here. And then a cookie is a small, flat, or slightly raised cake. A biscuit is any of various hard or crisp, dry baked products. Did that make sense to you? I don't know. I guess I understand a little bit more, but here you go, folks. Here is the good fortune ton. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.